yesterday at the Gadget Show live at the Birmingham NEC in Birmingham, I was blown away by the amount of technology that's on display. I did not get anywhere near round all of the stands. I was involved in too many really interesting conversations, not only with some of the big names, but with some of the independents showing their goods and their wares. Gadgets that didn't require a plug. Gadgets that were eco-based. Gadgets that were plugging a certain amount of sustainability when you were talking about solar and such like. One thing I didn't come across was a convergence in technology, and I just think it's something that's long, long overdue now. There was a certain amount. There were people plugging the latest touchscreen devices that meant you could listen to your stereo and watch television as well as have the computer, which, yes, is definitely converging. But are we really going to throw our television and our computer away and buy one of these things? I hope not. I really hope not, because the landfills are going to get filled a lot quicker. Or do we find a more ethical way of passing our technology down along the line? Freecycle, for example, or Freegal, as it's called now, would be a good way of doing that. I was a little bit disturbed by the amount of check out the latest product that you must really have now, now, now. I see technology for myself as just as much of a tool as anything else, something that enables me to do my job, something that enables me to do something better than I couldn't do without it. If that thing is at all relevant, what I'm doing is another argument altogether. But today I even found myself sucked in. There's a great little photo shop called Skiers Photographic, just down the road from a very big, angry looking Jessop's. I'm amazed there's any independent photographic shops left, with the large companies running at a loss and having to be bailed out by the banks. But whilst in there, I saw a great little gadget, shall we say, a device that can charge all of my batteries. I have a lot of rechargeable batteries, as well as a lot of devices that require me to charge them. My Lumix GH1 has a certain type of battery. My Nikon D3 camera has a different type of battery. And my pocket Canon Ixus has a different kind of battery. But this device means I can go away with one little box and I don't need this big bag of chargers. I'm not going to throw that big bag of chargers away, but they are going to, you know, they're going to get relegated to that drawer of cables that we've all got, or that box of cables. Now, another reason why I got this multi-charger is because it enables me to use a solar panel to charge my devices. So I'm offsetting the cost of what is a very light piece of plastic, it seems, with just a couple of wires and probably a capacitor and a few other bits and bobs inside. It enables me to utilise more sustainable energy, or free energy as such, as it's coming from the sun. What about the gadgets that, to a certain extent, shouldn't have any more physical presence? And why, for example, do we have iFi cards? Why are we still limiting ourselves with 2 or 4 gigabyte cards with a Wi-Fi chip inside, when cameras should have Wi-Fi capability? Some do, I know, but more should do. Anything that takes an SD card and is recording media should have the ability to be networked. Is it really a cost-cutting exercise? If you look at the technology in an iFi card, it's a tiny, tiny, tiny little chip that could surely be incorporated probably into another chip, dual-purpose chip, inside a camera. Why are we not having more convergence? Is it purely and simply because we want to be sold more crap? Oh, if we converge, then you won't want to buy our plug-in device, which enables you to have this extra feature. Some of the console manufacturers are just as much to blame about for this as anything else. Let's get our console as cheap as possible so that you will buy it and then obviously buy our massively priced games. And if you want Wi-Fi, that's an add-on. Some console manufacturers do give that away. If you want, a pair of headphones, that's an extra, and this is extra, and that is extra, and the memory is extra. Well, you should have enough memory in it. It just goes on and on and on. So I really think we need to start thinking more about demanding some converging technology, some technology that's incorporating other facets and other features that should already be there, instead of having multiple devices, and really truly think about what you do and don't need. Walking around the gadget shop, I could have absolutely spent a fortune easily on things that I thought I need, but always walk away from the stand and think for a second, really, do I really need that? It's easy for me to justify stuff because I'll go, yes, because I'll blog about it and then I'll tell lots of other people whether it's good or bad. Well, most of the time, I only tend to, if I've got to buy something especially, I'll only tend to try and buy the good stuff. So I'll end up going, it's great. And then loads of people go out and buy it when they don't need it. And then I feel bad for getting more people involved in this big, vicious consumer cycle of buy, dispose, buy, dispose, buy, dispose. I don't throw anything away. I either modify it and make it into something else, or I give it away to people that want it. An example, Richard Macnee saying, do I still have that Wi-Fi router that I bought from Three? And yes, I did. And no, I don't use it. Please have it. I trade it. And I've got a couple of things that I'll be donating to people that want to use it in Bosnia when I go on the Cool Social event. So I think we need to think more about our purchases, what we need, what we don't need, and what we do with things that we feel that we don't need anymore. So, right, another rant over, unlogged in my what is becoming almost hourly audio diary. I'll calm down, promise you. Just wanted to get that off my chest. Oh, one more thing. Whilst at the gadget show, of course, I did find the Open University stands quite a breath of fresh air. They weren't selling technology at the gadget show. They were selling the ability to learn and educate yourself about technology. So, if you did want to get more involved in technological studies, in technological work, in technological projects, and anything around this world which it's pretty exciting, let's face it, that's why a lot of us get involved with the gadgets themselves, then I would seriously consider doing an Open University course. I'm not just saying that because I'm closely connected to the Open University. It was really, truly refreshing to see the display of old retro technology in its kind of museum-type showcase. It was very refreshing to see some displays on technology taken apart, so you see exactly how it works and the fact that you can learn so much more about this, and of course the uses of social technology as well, which don't necessarily involve too much of the material tech world unless you want to get the devices to get involved more mobile. Yet that was nice, that was good to see. I'd love to see a gadget show showing one of my dreams, tech lending libraries, ideas around how we can enable people to get their hands on this technology without them having to buy it. I only need a video camera to do this project. Can I go to a tech lending library and borrow it and then take it back when my work is done? I might not be able to afford it. I might not want to purchase this item. It's only the big boys that are going to suffer, isn't it? Let's face it. It's not like the man on the corner of the street. He's the one that's going to benefit from this kind of library loan type system. So yeah, that's it. This is it. I'm definitely going now.